Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on this Tuesday. My apologies for not broadcasting on yesterday, but you know, my mom was discharged from the hospital on Saturday. I myself been, you know, getting my prescriptions, so and getting better, feel better, look better, and all that. But you know, the stomach virus is getting, you know, resurface and it's contagious, so I had to make sure that I have my two prescriptions and so on. And yesterday when I was preparing to do the morning broadcast, I was doing morning stuff and assisting my mother, and I had scheduled a show for 5:30, but I was still out at 5:25, so I rescheduled for 10 o'clock and missed out on it, so missed doing the show. But we'll talk about the NBA All-Star Weekend and congratulations to the East and all. You know, I enjoy watching on television, but most of you know I had really planned to be there in person and meet my favorite players and executives and those that I hadn't seen in a long time and those that I network online. But I'm looking forward to getting to New Orleans soon, maybe before Mardi Gras is over, but most definitely when the Essence Festival comes in Prince. Would be one of the headliners. We're the headliner, right? So it should be great. But today's topic is all about decluttering. And, right, decluttering helps us to prioritize things that we do. Decluttering, de-hoarding. And one of the most popular topics since the show premiered in March of 2011, March the 21st, popular topic is always about cleaning. The different seasonal cleanings, holiday cleaning, decluttering, almost time for spring cleaning. And so, you know, just when you were transitioning from different seasons, it's important to declutter and to clean. And it's always an ongoing process, right? We never are through cleaning. You know, we're never. It's an ongoing process. For those who love to do it, and for those that do not like to do it. But there's always simpler ways to do this. But this morning's show is abbreviated, more like an 18-minute show. But again, I thank you for your support. Tomorrow's show, which will start on time at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, is about the divorce rate in America. To me, it looks like people are, you know, happy, cohabitating, happy, getting married. We're seeing same-sex marriages, but then also we're seeing same-sex divorces, you know. But we all like, you know, we all like to be happy, happily single, happily married or not. But one time, Ebony Empress and I, our hosted her show from the UK here on blogtalkradio.com. We talked one time on my show about how the on one of her shows also about how the divorce rate is horrible here and also in the UK. I thought the divorce rate might have been a little better, but it seemed like we're, you know, it's still, you know, whatever. So, you know, I guess many divorces are ending, but then also, can some marriages be saved? How important is marital counseling, premarital counseling, and marriage counseling, or just getting your act together and really trying to understand and work with one another? So on tomorrow, please feel free to call in and share your perspective and your views and your thoughts regarding divorces. You know, I'm going through a long divorce process, and I'll be so glad when I am legally single. I can really feel good. Have the choice of remarrying another person, of course, for the last time, third husband, or just being happy in love with that special guy, you know. But as of now, I'm happily in love with myself in a good way. You know, self-love is very important. Many people say that you have to learn to love yourself totally and completely before you really and truly can have that love with another person and for others, right? So tomorrow, that's what we'll be talking about, the divorce rate. And we can tackle it from different perspectives. I'm going to tackle it from statistics, you know, from research, from my personal experience of being married briefly twice, and but being a romantic and believing in love. But you could be a romantic and be in love and still go through divorces. My semi-retired attorney in Dallas, he's like one of the top child custody attorneys in Dallas. He handled divorces, and since being an attorney, now he's semi-retired, so he handled a few cases and consult with corporations nowadays, but he's never lost a child custody case in Dallas, Texas. But, you know, so hopefully in the near future I can get him on the show to talk about coming from an attorney's perspective of divorce. All right, I have many friends who are attorneys and friends who are, you know, work in that industry, a host right here on blogtalkradio.com. So some of my favorite shows are professionals in that industry of helping people to, you know, move on after divorces, to make their marriages work, to make their relationships work. You might not be married, but you might be cohabitating. And, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. That's what I hear, right? Let's talk about the divorce rate. I'm coming from the statistics. You can call in, and because I love it when my friends listen to the show, call in and chat in the chat room about certain topics, and I think that's a good topic. And I thought it was an interesting topic to talk about because last year it was brought to my attention that the divorce rate, people file for divorces, most divorces are filed right after Valentine's Day. So I'm going to check out the statistics and see what's happening this year right after Valentine's Day regarding divorces and how people, you know, some people change their mind. Some people get married a second time. One of my aunts and uncle, my late uncle and my aunt, I know got married a second time. But that's a very interesting topic. But today, and with this brief show this morning, we continue talking about decluttering. I'm always decluttering, busting, you know, busting the clutter, busting the stacks of magazines, stack of books, notebooks, notes, whatever. Mail, you know, it's important to tackle that. But looking forward to those shows. On Thursday, of course, talking about new products with Avon. I should have my website back up, reintroducing it in a couple of weeks, so looking forward to that. And isn't it amazing? Congratulations to Megan Fox. I always want to say good, but Megan Fox, because she had a baby on Valentine's Day. So congratulations to her because, you know, she is the face of Instinct fragrance for Avon, Instinct for men and for women. So I thought that was pretty neat, right? But, you know, that was like some arrival because that's the fragrance that that Avon had really been promoting for Valentine's Day. And then the person who's been working with Avon regarding Instinct and also the charitable organization, you know, the Avon Foundation for Women and so on, has been Megan. And then she gives birth right on Valentine's Day. I think that is so cool and so neat. And some of my favorite, Simon Cowell, he and his lady son was born. Christina Aguilera, engaged. A lot of lovely things happened over the Valentine's Day weekend and so on. But again, thank you for tuning in, and I'll continue this song and then briefly discuss decluttering tips. But remember, on tomorrow, we're talking about the divorce rate in America. And if Ebony Empress calls in, I guess we'll talk about her being a relationship expert, matchmaker, talk about the divorce rate in the UK also. Because before we had talked about that topic before, I didn't realize. I do check out stats that happen in the UK, but I didn't know that their divorce rate was very bad also. But thank you for tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
Dread Days.